update on Sterling Shepard?
He's sore today. It was a little stiff when he got up, but we sent him for an MRI.
What happened to Tavares King?
Ankle. Rolled his ankle covering a punt.
Do you have the results?
The MRI is the reasoning that this score.
Just to make sure we're looking at it and doing our due diligence.
Do you have the results yet?
No. It looks like a rolled basketball ankle right now.
Where was Keenan Robinson today?
Keenan Robinson is in the concussion protocol.
When did that happen?
Yesterday in practice.
A couple more dust-ups out there today. What did you think of that?
I liked the intensity early in practice. I thought we were physical on both sides of the ball. And, the half-line drill, and then we turned it into the old 9-on-7 drill inside run. And it was very physical with the gap schemes, and that's a part of it. But we need that physicality if we're going to turn into a heavy-handed physical football team. We just have to do a better job handling the extracurriculars after the whistle.
Did you have to cut that drill short?
No.
It just happened to end when...
No, it just ended. It ended. Yes.
How do you balance that? I mean, you want it to be tense, but at the same time, you don't want you to do something where...
Yeah, we have to commit ourselves to discipline and poise. It takes time to get there. It's the third day in a row in pads. It usually happens around this time, but we need to commit ourselves to discipline and poise. If we can't handle it, then I'll interject and we'll do some other things, then go back and finish the drill.
Coach, how important are the 9-on-7 drills where you get both lines involved?
I think it's important to fit the pads in. I don't think it's the only way to practice the run game, but I think it's a mindset. It's a way to train yourself physically. I think there are times when you can do it with a full team in there, but I think it's important for the mindset of both sides of the lines.
What's BJ Dixon's status?
BJ got stepped on.
Are you
not
sorry? No. Are you okay with the way he hits people?
Who?
BJ Goodson hits your offense.
Yeah, BJ's it's a thud tempo, and BJ is good at thudding, yes.
So he's within the...
Yes.
The rackets.
The backs need to feel it. The linebackers need to feel it. There needs to be contact there.
Can you be too heavy-handed
No.
in a practice like this?
We're going to be a physical, heavy-handed football team.
What's the difference between physical and heavy-handed?
Next question.
Coach, now that you've had a chance to see Geno in your system for a couple of practices, what are your thoughts?
I think Geno's progressing. He has some good plays and some other ones. He has to clean up some fundamentals. There's a lot to the offense, so we throw in a lot schematically. There's a lot for him to digest that's new for him. The footwork for the quarterback is a challenge, and he hasn't had many reps. In the red zone and in the green zone, we put that in here coming up shortly, starting tonight. And that's some more on him mentally. But he's definitely sharp enough to handle it. He's played a lot of football. He gets football easily. He just needs to get those reps.
Then in the spring, we talked about waiting until the pads went on before we did any opinions on the offensive line. Now that the pads have been on through practices, are you starting to see that step?
Yeah, I think the offensive line had a couple good runs the last 2 days. I thought it was physical. I thought the defense was physical today. I thought the offense was a little bit more physical yesterday, but the defense responded today and definitely set the tone. So that's encouraging to see. I think we have some players on that second offensive line group that have a chance to push people for jobs, which I like.
Ben, what do you see as a result? Is it concerning that a couple of running backs are out?
Yes, this is an important time of year for running backs, and right now we're not as healthy as we need to be, but we're going to give all the reps we can to these young guys and give them a chance to win a job, and if they take the job, then so be it.
Ben, there were a few times in some of these all little scuffles and everything like that where guys maybe were getting pushed, it escalated.
Mm-hmm.
How dangerous is that, and how much you need to step in when that happens?
Yeah, we got the extracurricular stuff after the whistle is something that irritates the vets, and those are the things that we need to put an end to. You can be physical, and you can be heavy-handed. You can fit your pads in. You can finish, but when that whistle blows, that extra stuff after the whistle is unnecessary.
So you need to. You said it irritates the vets. So you need to.
Yeah, that's when it escalates.
Brett Jones was with the first team a lot. Was that just giving Weston a break today?
Yeah, it was part of the plan for Weston.
What do you see when Brett's in there? Does he step in and kind of Bills.
Yeah, Brett's a smart, conscientious guy. He's a tremendous communicator. Again, when you have a new center that goes in there with the first group, there can be some differences in the way that they communicate in their body language and the silent count. And today was a road game for the offense today, which makes third down a challenge. But Brett's a guy that he's built low to the ground. He's physical. He's a strong player. He's a finisher, and we have confidence in Brett.
What have you seen from your young offensive tackles the first week of camp?
I see two guys that are learning the game, that move like football players, and it doesn't look too big for them.
Has their work in the summer, in the offseason, in the spring, translated on the field?
I think that the work in the offseason allowed them to learn, and that's what the offseason is for. Now we have a chance to see if they can put their pads, play with some leverage and put their pads on somebody.
Take one more.
Is JT Thomas getting any closer to being on the field?
They'll let me know when he's ready.
How about Devin Taylor? He seems like he looked like he was
good. We're going to start working him back in tomorrow.
Green?
Same.